The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Mike McCabe is no stranger to using symbolism to get his point across. On Thursday, he organized a rally where people waved brooms outside the Capitol, the idea being that state government needs to be cleaned up. He told a crowd that he'd asked the Capitol Police if people could bring their brooms inside to the Capitol Rotunda.
We were told you can't bring anything with sticks attached to it. And that's no problem. We'll all stack our brooms here, and we'll have somebody watch them, and we'll all go in there, and we'll do what we need to do today. But just one hint to the Capitol Police. The people committing the crimes in there ain't carrying sticks.
McCabe wants lawmakers to merge the ethics and elections boards and give them the power to launch civil and criminal investigations. He also wants to increase state support for publicly financed political campaigns. Assembly Speaker John Gard says don't expect that when the state's nearly broke as it is.
You're unlikely to see more taxpayer money being taken away from other programs to spend on campaigns.
Another watchdog group, Wisconsin Common Cause, wants the governor to call a special session of the legislature to debate a public financing plan that would get funded through a bigger tax checkoff. Gard wants lawmakers to focus their efforts instead on cleaning up the bidding process for state contracts. He says the assembly will soon vote on a plan that would publicize the name of any person or business bidding for a contract above $10,000. Gard says the idea would have brought more transparency to a travel contract the Doyle administration reached with a company whose executives donated $20,000 to the governor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.